Our third finalist is Adam Wright from the Department of Mechanical Engineering. Adam's presentation is titled Proximal Humeral Fractures, Nailing Down a Better Solution.
Fractures of the arm, where it forms the shoulder joint, called proximal humeral fractures, or simply shoulder fractures, are very common, particularly in seniors. In fact, this is the third most common non-spinal fracture pattern in patients over 65, affecting over 60,000 people in North America each year. With the injury being so common, the available treatment options must be well developed, right? Well, actually, you might be surprised. Existing options lead to suboptimal patient outcomes. My research aims to address this. There are two common options to repair this type of fracture. One is a fixation plate mounted to the outside of the bone, and the other is a long rod called an intramedullary nail, or simply a nail, which is inserted into the hollow canal within the bone. In both cases, bone fragments are secured to the implant with screws to ensure the joint heals correctly. Fixation plates are vastly more common for shoulder fractures because they're much easier to install. However, they require a huge surgical incision, and having a large piece of metal on the outside of the bone often leads to long-term pain. Nails, on the other hand, which are hidden within the bone, are biomechanically superior in many ways and are common for injuries elsewhere in the body. However, existing nails are much more difficult to install due to restrictive screw placement and orientation. Now, imagine you're a surgeon trying to install one of these nails. You insert the nail and need to somehow align the pre-drilled holes with the bone fragments, and then insert screws through the fragments into the holes blindly, without being able to see the holes. Yeah, it's difficult to say the least. So what can be done about this situation? Well, modern developments in metal 3D printing and advanced material design have opened up a wide range of new possibilities. My research involves applying these tools to develop a new type of nail with a mesh-like structure rather than pre-drilled holes, allowing the surgeon to insert screws in any position and orientation. The result will be a nail which is both easier to install and more effective, leading to better patient outcomes overall. Of course, I hope that none of you benefit directly from my research. However, unfortunately, the stats are against us. Given how common this problem is, it's about time that we nail down a better solution. And that's exactly what I aim to do. Thank you.